It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We global. BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
We're taking over the radio.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Kaboom.
That is so awesome.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444, and that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Hallelujah. Just lift your hands and tell God thank you. Hallelujah. He is a good God. And I know sometimes it may not seem as though He is there. But I just want to encourage you today to know that He is. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to ask that you get your Bibles and turn first to James chapter 1 and then Romans chapter 5. James. Chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and Romans, chapter 5, 2 through 5. When you have it, say amen. And I'm going to ask if we could just read these together in unison this morning. James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 4. And the word of the Lord reads, and let's read it all together. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Romans chapter 5, verse 2 through 5. The word of the Lord reads, let's read it together. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. I was asking God, what should I teach God has a sense of humor. He really does. And, you know, sometimes I think God just says some stuff and have a little joke every now and then just to make you laugh. I had the pleasure after the game just talking to Brother Blake on Thursday night, and he just had me chuckling. He had me laughing, put me in good spirits there. Brother Todd, can you help me out for a second? I need my LCD projector turned on, too. I need my LCD. Can you help me out? Yeah, just had to be there. I thought that would make you chuckle this morning. Sometimes God puts us in situations that you be like, really, Lord, don't they understand? Can't they just do some simple things? But yet they call on you. And sometimes you just have to go through and understand that even though it may seem challenging or even though it may seem hard and just crazy sometimes, but God is working it out for your good. I just had to put it, because I'm talking to myself today, because we were able to get through the storm. We were able to clean up our yard. We were able to get everything back together again. And I got the AC coils cleaned on the air conditioning. And oh my goodness, that thing was blowing out some nice, cool air. But when I asked God, what should I talk about today? He told me endurance and patience. And I told him he has a funny way of doing it, because right after we got everything done, the AC went out on last Thursday. Oh, thank you, Lord. And you talk about patience and being able to endure and go through. And see, we live in a society now where we want it right then, right now. We don't want to wait. And I was like, okay, the AC went out on Thursday because I came home from Bible study. I said, it's a little warm in here. And I woke up early Friday morning, looked at the thermostat, it was about 80-something degrees, and it was just blowing hot. I said, oh, something wrong. But I didn't fear, you know, because, you know, the whole concept of going through things and that experience. I had experienced some things like this before. That's why I had a homeowner's warranty. And so I called them in the middle of the night. They gave me a claim number, and I was like, okay, they'll be out on the evening. I said, Friday. So we'll be good. Friday, you know, went out Thursday one night. We good. Friday comes out. I was like, no problem. So I'm waiting on Friday. He told me we're going to be out there early. I'm waiting. It's 12 o'clock. No show. 2 o'clock. No show. April call, is it? Are they here yet? No, they coming. And 4 o'clock. Nobody. 5 o'clock. So then, you know, it's that, God said, are you being patient? Because, see, I've gone through this before, and I know if the company says they're going to be there, they're going to be there. But I got on the phone, and they said, oh, they're coming. They're on their way. They're on their way. They're going to be there. So they finally show up close to dark. And I was like, no problem. Hey, there, we're going to have some AC. So he went out there, and he was taking around, and he placed this, and fans started up. But it died. He checked everything, and he said, your compressor gone. And it was after 5. Hart's house closed. When it went out, you know, just me thinking, I'm like, okay, you got a compressor on the truck. He's like, no, we have to order that. And he can't order it until Monday. Somebody say endurance. I'm just talking about myself, and I'm going to show you these scriptures. Because one scripture I really love is Romans 15 and 4. And it says, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience, that concept of endurance, and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Meaning that those things that have taken place before, if we trust and believe in them and understand. maybe we can overcome. What I want you to realize that the Bible is about real people who had real issues, who trusted in a real God. And when we look at the lives of people like Abraham, Joseph, Moses, and David, and Job, we can then begin to understand the whole concept of being able to wait on God. Being able to have patience to endure hardships. To have patience to be able to endure trials and tribulations. That's why I love James said, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. That's a hard thing because the writer here is saying, count it. And that word, when you really look at it, means to consider or to evaluate when you fall into. And it doesn't mean that you just haphazardly fall into something, but when you encounter different situations that will test your faith. Count it all joy when ye encounter diverse temptations. And I like 3 because it says, knowing this. See, we have to get to a place from belief to knowing. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience and builds endurance. It builds endurance because when you go through something, oh my goodness, and you come out on the other side, you are a bit stronger than you were before. You may not understand it all, but you're a bit stronger. And what I like about this scripture, it says, count it all joy when, not if, but when. See, you got to understand, not if, but when. And so, when my AC compressor went out, I was saying, okay, no problem. The company is going to take care of it. We paid the small deductible. And so when the man told us it won't be till Monday till they order the part, I looked at my wife, and I understood that look. And I went to the shed, and I brought out the other fan. But it just wasn't going to work. We had the ceiling fans going. And so the Lord has a way of bringing things back to your remembrance. I remember when I grew up in my house, we didn't have AC. We didn't have heat. We had space heaters. So God says, now I want you to evaluate this diverse temptation. I say, Lord, it's hot in here. He said, well, go on down to Walmart and get you some box fans and heist up your window. And so I went out to Walmart and bought all these box fans and opened up the windows, and I had a box fan. We had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 box fans blowing on the highest speed there was. All the ceiling fans blowing. And then we had 2 more of those little, no, we had 3. I bought another one of 3 more oscillating fans, the little ones that blow out some real cool air. And then I had one in the hallway. It was so hot that the dog just didn't move. So I said, Lord, what is it? How do we get through this? I said, no problem. See, because I understood that I had a warranty company. They were going to take care of it, and it should be instantaneous. All right, we make it through the weekend, and so they'll order the part. It'll be right there. He'll come out Monday afternoon and fix it. No problem. Patience. So I called the company and said, well, we researched it. I was like, what y'all got to research? The compressor is gone. What you got to research? Well, research is a good thing. They all, you know, don't let you know they're already working. I'm like, what? The man told y'all the compressor is out. I paid my insurance money. You see how my tone changed? See, you're going through, and you start to get all impatient. And when we go through trials and tribulations, God is trying to work something out in you, trying to smooth some things out in you. And so I'm getting on it. And I call and say, okay, look, y'all need to order this part. No problem. I said, y'all need to call me back. They didn't call me back. So I stayed on the phone. This is, oh, Mr. Edwards, it's out of research now, and so we're giving you these options. And so I said, go ahead and order the park. How quickly would a park be here? 2 to 3 days. I'm like, y'all can't express ship this thing? 2 to 3 days, I'm showing you. Because in my mind, I'm like, look, I paid my money. Y'all can overnight FedEx, get that part here, put it in, and we are blowing nice and cool. God says, patience. Because there's some things I want to work out in you. That thing that you're going through, know that God is working something out in you. That's why it's getting a little hot in your life. That's why it's getting a little hot on the job. That's why, because He wants to work something out in you. And see, that kind of word temptation means trouble. Something that breaks the pattern of peace. What's going on in your life that has broken the pattern of peace? It also means break that pattern of comfort and joy in your life. What are you going through right now that has taken away your peace, your comfort, and your joy? My AC went out and it took away all my comfort in my house. So much so everybody was, you didn't even want to do anything. You get up and move, put on clothes, you're sweating. Get up to go cook. Oh, I don't want to turn on the stove. That's excess heat. It makes you begin to evaluate things and the necessities of life. When God puts you in a crucible and takes you through things, you begin to evaluate. And you come to realize, I may not really need this and I may not really need that. Heat turned up makes you focus and think about certain things. Can somebody say amen? It makes you think. And that thing says, let patience have a perfect work. Let patience have its perfect work. The trying of your faith builds endurance and go through so you will be able to last and not give up. How many of us know people who just quit when it gets real hard? See, trying equals testing approval. If your faith has never been tested, how do you know it's sure? If you're in a situation on your job and you're using a certain instrument or a certain tool, if it hasn't been tested, how do you know it's sure? If you haven't done it before, how do you know it is sure? You see, once we go through a test or a challenge and we come out on the other side, we have a deeper relationship with Christ, an understanding of how to go through, and we appreciate it on the other side. Young people, you may not like the pressure and the trials, what you consider trials that your parents are putting you through. You may not necessarily agree with the trouble that you perceive in your mind that they're putting you through, that perception of them getting on your last nerve. I understand, I've been there, but I'm going to tell you this. When you get older and when you look back on things and you look at your friends around you, see, you come out on the other side of all those trials and hardships and you begin to say, Lord, I thank God for my parents. I thank God that they did not let me do X, Y, and Z. It may appear to be hard and that I was going through and they were mean and ugly and I couldn't stand them. But, oh, I thank God because my friend who went down there and did X, Y, and Z is no longer with us. And if I would have been down there doing the same thing, I might not be here. In the end, you understand and you begin to cherish. I'm so glad. And I never thought I'd say this. I'm so glad my mama done put the belt to me. Because it hurt at the time. But it made me think twice before I did it again. Because if I would have done that thing again, I might not be here. Somebody say, thank you. See, the test helps you to build character. To my AC compressor. So it was Monday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. All right, Lord.
in the focus. I ain't check no emails. I wasn't doing a whole lot of other stuff, but just focusing, because now God has my attention. Now God has your attention because you're going through something, and everything else does not matter. It's how do I get through this trial? How do I get through this? And we have to understand that our attitude and our outlook makes all the difference. Because we understand that Christ, he looked and he endured the cross because he looked forward to the joy that was set before him. Sometimes we're going through, but we have to look at the end. What is going to be the outcome of this? What is going to be the outcome of this challenge that I'm going through? What is it going to be? What do I do while I'm doing it? Look to Jesus. What do I do while I'm waiting? Look to Jesus. Learn all you can. Work and get all the information you can. Sit down, take notes, watch what's going on. I'm waiting for my opportunity. I'm waiting for my talent. Lord, what should I do? What should I not do? Take notes. Get better. Work out. Go to the gym. Do whatever you need to do in this period of waiting. But don't be like Abraham and Sarah and say, Lord, well, we just going to work it out ourselves. Because they went through and ended up having a child, but that child was not the child of promise. And we're still having problems with that union today. Over in the Middle East. But see, I'm reminded of Job. Job who endured, he endured because he was a righteous man. And in the end, he got double for his trouble. But the one that I really want to focus in today is a man by the name of Joseph, who knew God, and no matter what happened, he never turned his back on God. What am I saying? No matter what you're going through, don't turn your back on God. Hold on to that promise, because Joseph had seen that his brothers were going to bow down to him one day. He didn't know when that time was going to come. He didn't know, but he understood and he held on to that promise. He held on to that promise so that his brothers threw him in a ditch. They took him up out of the ditch and they sold him into slavery. Somebody say, persevere. See, you may think it's hard, but he kept on holding on. He was shipped off to a place where he knew no one. Then he was falsely accused of trying to get with another man's wife and put in to prison. He never did anything wrong. He was going through trials and tribulations. What am I saying? Just hold on. Just be patient, because God has not forgotten about you. You may say, I'm in prison. I've done all these things. I've given the baker what he needed. I've given the cupbearer what he needs. I interpreted their dreams, but they forgot about me and left me. God has not forgotten about you. You see, what God is doing now that you're going through and you're waiting, he's orchestrating things for your good. We say that scripture, and we know that all things work together for the good. Well, if you know that, just hold on. And I say, okay, Lord, I can hold on till Thursday. I can hold on till Thursday, because the part will be in Thursday. They'll pick it up Thursday. They'll come, and then they'll put it in. Well, I called. Did the part, I said, I called them Wednesday. I say, they say the part's going to be in there Thursday. She say, yeah, sometimes our shipments don't come to the afternoon. And so if it comes in the afternoon, then we put it on the truck and it go out on the next day for delivery. So now, my AC went out last Thursday. The part comes in this Thursday. But you're telling me I still have to endure till Friday. I look at my wife. He looked at me. And the fans are still going. And all I could just, in my mind, just say, hold on. And you see, we always want grace and mercy, but we really don't understand it until we need it. We always want people to be patient with us, but we are not patient with other people. We're quickly to say, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. We want people to be patient with us. And I had to learn to be patient in this trial. Because I was very impatient, because when I paid my money, I've given you something and my equipment broke down. I need you to uphold your portion of the agreement. I need you to do whatever is called for to get out here and to fix this thing. I wanted it instantaneous. But sometimes God says, I'm not going to do it instantaneous. I want you to work this out. I want to bring some roughness out of you. I want to smooth you off. I want you to get down on your knees and pray. I want you to understand that I'm going to deliver you in my time frame. And when I deliver you and when I bring you out, nobody's going to take it from you. When I deliver you and when I bring you out, it's going to be nice and cool. So I waited and we waited. And so the part came in Thursday. I called Thursday, said, yeah, it's here. We just opened it up out of the box and we put it out there. But our schedule is filled for Friday. So we have you first thing Saturday morning. I said, put me down for 11 o'clock Saturday morning. We got you on the schedule for 11 o'clock Saturday morning. I was like, woo, thank you, Jesus. When it took another cold shower. But I said, thank you, Lord. It's almost over. I can see it. I'm at the mountaintop now. I can see 11 o'clock. I said, well, since we've gone through all this time, what's just a few more? Got up early, Saturday, finished cleaning up my yard, worked out there because I said, hey, it's going to be cool. Hey, I can go ahead and work a little. See, when you get closer, you know, I was out there working hard, cleaned up around the AC, cut all the grass, put out my edges, did everything. It was looking nice because I say, today we're going to be cool. I'll be able to sit up there at 3:30, watch the Florida State game in the AC, eat me some wings and pizza. I'm going to be cool. God said, patience. See, I understood that the company has delivered before. And see, we understand that God has delivered before, but when he needs to deliver you again, he may not do it the exact same way. He may not do it in the exact same time frame. What he's saying is, if I said I'm going to do it, I will do it. And what he did in this time, he built my faith. And not only in him, but in my warranty company, because they kept their word. I had to wait a little longer. I understood the Tallahassee company that installed. I said they kept their word, because the first time he said he'll be there on Friday. He didn't come when I wanted him to come, but he came on Friday. So God is saying, if they told you they were going to be there on Friday, they're going to be there on Friday. If they told you they're going to be there on Saturday, they'll be there on Saturday. God says, if I spoke the word, I'm going to fulfill my word. 11 o'clock came, no AC people. 12 o'clock came, no AC people. 12:30 games kicked off. I was like, all right, now I went outside, I did everything, nothing. I was like, all right, 3:30 came. No AC. I said, Lord, and that's when he said, you need to teach on patience on Sunday. 4:30 came. No AC people. I got on the phone and called. Nobody answered the phone. I called the 24/7 emergency line. Nobody answered the phone. You said that because my wife was sitting next to me in the recliner. She said, what's their number? Let me call, because they might know it's your phone calling. So she got on the phone. I'm telling you, see, it brings out. See, adversity brings out what's in you. God had to bring some things out of me. 5 o'clock came, no ACP. Temperature reading in the house, 86 degrees with all the fans blowing and all the windows open. And I said, God, what is it you're trying to teach me? He's just trying to say, hold on till your change comes. Don't give up faith. Don't lose hope. Just hold on. It may be hard. It may be rough, but if I told you I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. And Joseph, if I told you your brothers are going to bow down to you, they're going to bow down to you. Because, just hold on, you're in jail now, but I'm going to bring you out. And not only am I going to bring you out, but I'm going to bring you out and you're going to be second in command. He just say, no matter what goes on, just stay focused on me. Just hold on to me. Pray and believe. What time was this week? About 6 o'clock. About 6 o'clock, I was sitting there. I heard this loud noise in my driveway. We looked at each other. I got up. And I was like, I wasn't expecting that. And I went to the garage. And I opened up the garage. And I saw this white truck out there. And it had this little sign on it that said, Tallahassee East. And the man got out the truck with a blue shirt on. I slapped myself. And he was on the phone talking to his fiance. I said, are you real? I said, are you the AC man? He looked at me because I said, it's so hot in here. I don't want this to be a mirage. He was on the phone with his girl, his fiance, and he started laughing. And he said, I'm for real. I'm here to fix your AC. Now, it didn't come at 11 o'clock. It didn't come when I thought it was going to come, but they told me it was going to be Saturday, and it was what? Saturday. God tells you when it's going to come. He may not give you the exact time, but he says, if it's going to come, it's going to come. And I tell you, he was there and he was on premises and it had been hot all day. And when he was just about done, storm clouds came in. And it looked like it was going to rain. And he said, well, if it starts to rain, I'm going to have to delay. My wife said, you need an umbrella. You need one of us to hold the umbrella for you. Why you keep working? Why you want to try to help God out? God said, I don't need any help. He said, I can control the clouds. He said, I'm still testing your patience. He let them clouds run in the rain, start coming down. I'm sitting there like, oh, come on, man. Can you move a little faster? Can you move a little faster? And he started packing up all of his equipment and stuff. And put. He said, I can't let my equipment get wet. And I went back in the house and I was just, oh, well, it's like, he's not there. So the rain subsided. Oh, I was like, thank you, Lord. And I went back out there, and she said, he done connected the fan on the top. Oh, he had to put the compressor in. He put the fan on. He said, I just need to connect the wires. I said, okay. And when he connected the wires, we were sitting in the house, and I heard a knock at the door. No, she heard the knock. I was still hallucinating. She heard the knock. She said, the man had to go. I walked out the door. So he said, can you turn the AC on. You see, I need to charge up the system. And when he said I need to charge, I mean he was putting some Freon on the inside of the system. I looked at my wife, I said, you want me to start closing the window? She said, no. Don't close the windows just yet. And so I went out there and he was adjusting the pressure and the pressure went up and we had Freon in it and the fan was moving and it was just blowing. I went in the house and closed all the windows and started to cool. And I saw that thing go from 86 to 85. Oh, Jesus. My wife said, I don't feel nothing yet. I just said, it's on. Just hold on. Hold on. It dropped to 84. I said, oh, it's coming now. I feel my blessing coming on. Because I waited. And so I tell you, early this morning, I got up. She was sitting on the couch with a comforter on. She was all balled up, talking about it's cold in here, but I ain't going to complain no more. She was shivering. She said, it's cold. And I just went in there for 75. I went in, I just dropped it down to 69. I really wanted it to get cold in there. I wanted to make her understand that if God said he's going to deliver, he's going to deliver. And when he delivers, oh, goodness, he delivers and it's with a coolness. Oh, weeping may endure. One night. But that cold asshole came in this morning. Hallelujah. I just wanted to share that with you today to let y'all know I live out what I preach. But the concept of endurance, being able to go through. And so you say, what did I learn in the midst of that? What I learned was that my warranty company fulfilled their promise. They didn't say in the contract in what time frame they would do it, but they did. God is saying, I'm going to fulfill that promise I made to you, but I'm just not going to tell you when. I just need you to hold on and to go through. And when the gentleman was fixing the AC, he said, you know, you've only been out a week. He says, you ought to be happy. He says, I've been dealing with some people with their warranty companies, and they've been out of AC for 6 weeks now. And they sent the wrong part, and that company has not called to get the wrong part to send the right part back. He said, count it a blessing. So when he told me that, I was like, 7 days, 8 days, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pass this test. I said, okay, Lord, let me be grateful. And then he began to say, Vincent, I want you to understand and look and begin not only to pray for yourself, but pray for others. Look at Puerto Rico. You're talking about 6 days of no air, but you have electricity, you have water, you have food. Think of Puerto Rico. Think of Dominica. Think of all of those other places that were devastated by the storm. And you look at me and you want to complain. He said, where were you when I created the world? He reminded me of Job. I didn't question God, but I had a whole lot of questions for him. And sometimes we get there, but we must remember that he is a God. He is Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Jireh. If he says he's going to do it, just believe and hold on. Because when you go through some things, when you experience things and something else happens, you're much stronger. You're able to strengthen the brethren. You're able to go through and understand that it may have happened this time, but this time I'm ready. You may have got me last time, but now I know. If my AC goes out again, I know they going to fix it. But I know I got about 8 fans, and I know how to keep cool. I know how to put on a T-shirt and just walk around with the fans on. I know how to keep cool, but here's the thing. If somebody else's AC go out, because I've been there, I got about 8 fans I can loan. Concept of patience and endurance. Understanding and realizing that Abraham tried to help God out and it caused a mess. But Joseph, being hated by his brothers, being despised, being sold into slavery, being accused of messing with his master's wife, thrown into prison, interpreted the dreams, but yet forgotten about. But he still held on and was faithful to God because he believed that God would deliver. Reminded how Job said, he says, he knows the path that I take, but when he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Whatever you're going through right now, God says you're going to come forth as gold. Just hold on. Don't give up. Don't talk yourself out of your blessing. Don't let your friends talk you out of your blessing. When you're going through that trial and you go into the office and just go in 1, 2, 3, 4 and say, what are you doing? I'm just counting it all to you.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Don't stop. Keep it locked. Keep it we locked. Global, baby. BashaniRadio.com. You better ask somebody. Go. Boom.
That is so awesome.